call this meeting to order at 8:53 a.m. Yes, thank you. Tim is present and so is Sarah Haig. No one here for public comment. And approval of the January 5th meeting minutes. I had no edits to it. Did they look okay to you?
Move to approve.
Second, unanimously approved. All right, we have two applications, or one application to review today for Christina. Oh, I wish I had figured out how to say her name.
Erin Reich,
thank you. Love it. For the Juvenile Review Board. I think that she has incredible experience as a licensed professional counselor working with adolescents, families, and schools, and would be an incredible addition to the Juvenile Review Board.
Do you know her?
I do not.
Me either.
No, but her background and professional licenses and certifications are exactly in line, I think, with the type of person that we would want to support our Juvenile Review Board.
Well, working with kids is a thing that requires a certain personality.
Mm-hmm.
If there was an issue and it was a consideration of Christina versus somebody else,
mm-hmm.
I'd want to have her here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she's the only one, so.
Yep. Great. All right.
Paperwork only goes so far.
Yeah. But I do love the idea of making sure that we have, that would fill the one vacancy that we have on the Juvenile Review Board, which I think would be great.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Take that off our list. So, and she would be an alternate through June 2029. So, I move to, or can I get a motion?
Move to appoint Christina Erin Reich to the Juvenile Review Board as an alternate.
Second, to recommend to the Board of Selectmen.
Yes.
Great. And I was thinking, could, if she's interested in, you know, in this type of work, she could also be an asset to the YSB if we could get in front of her to have a conversation. So I'm planning on reaching out to her and seeing what her interest would be, since we need some similar experience and expertise on the YSB.
Good idea.
So I'll take that. Okay, and next up we have reviewing the elevation for Laura Williamson on the Commission on Aging. She is currently an alternate, and per the meeting minutes of the January Commission on Aging minutes, they have selected her as the chair of the commission, which I think is an endorsement in and of itself that she should be elevated from alternate to member. So I'm supportive of it.
Me too. I move it.
I second. Unanimously.
Recommend to the selectmen.
Perfect. Unanimously approved. Okay. Absentee record review. So it looks pretty. I didn't notice anything that stood out to me since the last time we reviewed. Was there anything that raised concerns for you on absentee totals?
You know, those figures mask people's struggles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you.
There you go.
Where's the vacancy list that you had?
Right.
One, two, three, four. I mean, I'm not willing to make a motion to bump somebody for their attendance.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Likewise. Yep. I think since we're having ongoing conversations with chairs of the board to figure out the boards and commissions to figure out what their needs are, what's going well, what isn't going well, and how we can support to make sure A, that there is retention and action with the members that are already on the board, and B, that we're filling the vacancies with dedicated members who have relevant experience and interest in them. So I agree that we should hold on anything regarding absenteeism and continuing with our path forward on vacancies.
Do we have anybody that's up over 70%?
We do. We have one 100%, and
that's on
two 100s.
Canton Center Historic District Commission.
Yep,
the
and
100%.
Yep. Exactly right.
And he's a new member. What's his name?
Zach. Yeah. But other than that, it's under 50%, 50 or under.
Well, when we're looking for people, why would we toss somebody to the curb?
And create more vacancies to fill.
Yeah.
I agree. Yep. Okay. So one additional item for discussion that I had that I'd like to add is, do we want, I know that in the past folks have come to the Board of Selectmen meetings when they've been up for appointment votes. Would we like to have to bring that back? Based on your comment on Christina that you didn't know her and would like to talk to her, do you think that is something that we should institute moving forward?
You know, it's potentially an inconvenience for somebody to come to a Board of Selectmen meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're interested in a town board commission, then I don't think it's an inappropriate inconvenience. And I'd like to see her.
Yeah. I think if we have no concerns about an application, I would love to call. I can take on calling the applicant and say, we are, you know, adding your application to this Board of Selectmen meeting on this date and time. We would love if you would make an appearance and be present to witness the vote and answer any questions that might come up.
And get sworn in. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
And that's not out of bounds.
I agree. And I think that it will be helpful for the rest of the Board of Selectmen members to see it happen. And I think just optics-wise for the town to see anyone coming in and expressing their interest in joining a board or commission to say, we have other vacancies. Come.
Right. So that whole process doesn't exist out there in the Netherlands.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Fantastic. So I will call Christina once we know which board meeting. Will it be on I'm assuming it will be on a March
so
Board
normally,
of Selectmen
yes.
Agenda.
So normally I do ask them to attend the Board of Selectmen meetings.
Yep.
And if they can, then I'll put it on that agenda. So I will ask her for the 11th. If she isn't able to go on the 11th, then I would push it up to the next one. So I do ask them to appear.
Yep.
The only thing that changed in your last meeting was when they get moved to consent agenda,
yeah,
then it gets pushed down. So maybe speaking with Kevin, we can just make sure that...
It's a separate action
yes.
item.
Yeah, because there were a couple people there at the last meeting
right,
that were kind of waiting,
yeah.
and then they weren't asked any questions, and yep. then it wasn't until the end that they ended up speaking to
yeah.
Mark, I think, and getting sworn in. So,
yeah.
But as
yep.
long as, yeah, if we want to bring that process back, I'll make sure yeah. Kevin and we're all on that same page. But
yeah.
I normally send an email out. If you want to make those calls, that's fine, or I can still continue to send the emails.
I think send the email
okay.
out, and then I'll add an additional layer
okay.
in calling
Perfect.
And thanking them for their application and their
Good.
Interest
okay.
and just have that touch point.
Perfect.
And then, yes, agreed on... making sure that it's not added to the consent agenda,
it, yeah.
that we do it right at the time, and that we're ready, that Mark knows that we're ready to swear in
yes.
at that time.
Yes.
Perfect.
Unless she doesn't show up.
Yes, and then I would push that back, because I just, you know, ask what their availability is, and if
yep.
they can make whichever one, and then if they can, then I'll put it on that agenda. If not, I'll push it, like I said, to the next, but...
Yep. And should we also ask Laura...
She's already on, right?
She's already
yes,
on.
She's an alternate.
From alternate to member / chair.
She won't need to be sworn in.
Yeah.
No.
Right. And
I guess, you know, let her know that we'd love to see her.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not a requirement.
Okay.
I would say we could make that vote without having her present, but... it would be a delight to have her in and talk about her vision for
okay.
the Commission on Aging if we have the chance, since it's coming up so much, especially throughout the budget process, on,
yeah.
okay.
yeah.
on her vision for the future of the Commission. On
And especially since she's going to be bumped up from alternate to chair.
To chair, right, right. I'd love to make sure that we have a close connection and are working
that.
In tandem.
That she's a chair?
That she's going to be the chair.
Oh, yes, yes.
yes.
They, does she know that?
Yes, they discussed it at a meeting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
When she was present?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Barlow deferred because he was a new member.
He's new, yeah.
And so they moved and recommended Laura be the chair.
Oh, they would have chosen him?
It seemed, from the meeting minutes, it did seem, because he's been such a vocal advocate
yes, yeah.
for the commission, but didn't feel comfortable since he was a new member.
Yeah.
Which I think was a solid move.
Well, you know, this is not for the minutes, but service gets old. And Dick's done a lot of service.
Yes.
So, you know, I can see him saying, yeah, I don't want to be chair.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. But glad he's such an active member either way.
Yeah.
I don't think he needs to be chair to be a really great advocate.
Right. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
He will be.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. If no further business, anything else for the good of the order?
Adjourned by the motion of the chair.
Perfect. 9:06 a.m.